The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The early bird may get the worm, but the sleepless sandpiper gets the chicks. Male pectoral sandpipers that sleep less than their counterparts during the bird's intense three-week breeding season mate with more females and sire more offspring, and don't appear to be impaired whatsoever by their sleeplessness. These results are surprising since humans and many other animals handle sleep loss poorly, with decreases in memory, attention, and hand-eye coordination. During breeding, when the sun over the Arctic tundra never sets, males must defend their territory, fight with other males, and impress potential mates by flying over them and hooting, chest puffed out. All of this requires a lot of energy, and the picky females, it appears, keep their eyes open for champs that are able to stay ahead of the competition. Not only do these super males sire more baby sandpipers, but they don't appear to sleep it off afterwards, and more of them come back to the site the next year compared with the better-rested birds. Also, it's not like the birds rested before breeding. They just migrated to the Alaskan tundra from the southern hemisphere where they winter.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.